You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could be here because we have a returning guest that you really loved the last time he was on, and I know that you're going to love him again. He is D.L. Kline, Dave Kline, and he has written many, many books about his spirit guide named Jasper. And this is so wonderful. I just love Jasper because he's got a sense of humor. He keeps you laughing. He's very theatrical. And he's just wonderful. And we can gain so much spiritual knowledge of living this life through Jasper and D.L. Kline. I want to show you a picture of his book, his latest book. He's written so many. It's called Simple Spirituality. And I think this is Jasper's best because he really talks about the spiritual being of life. And, you know, this is so neat about spirit guides. Really, I got to tell you a little story about me. When I was in junior high school, my mom, who was very metaphysical, and I was reading the books by Edgar Cayce and everything, but my mom decided that she's going to start going to seances, for lack of a better word. And so she started going and she told me about it. And I'm going, oh my gosh, I want to go, but I didn't want to tell her. I didn't want to tell her I wanted to go. You know, I was just going, oh my gosh. So I went into my bedroom. I was like, please, please, please. I want to go see this. I want to experience it. Please, please, please. Somehow let me go. Let me go. I want to go with her. And do you know what happened 2 days later? The medium who channels all of these spiritual beings called up my mom and said, I think you have someone there that really wants to come. And I think it might be a daughter. Now, Sue, that was the medium's name. She really didn't know anything about us or really about my mom that much because my mom just started going. And do you know what? My mom comes up to me and said, do you want to go? And I said, yes, I want to go. And I was just in junior high. And I went, and not just once, we went every Friday night. We had such a good time talking to all these spirit guides. And I talked to my own spirit guides. And it was wonderful. I had a spirit guide named Red Fox. I had a spirit guide named Yellow Bells, a beautiful little Indian girl. Oh, she's adorable. I could see her in my mind's eye. And I also had a very spiritual being with me called Maria Teresa. And I remember them. And this was, gosh, I don't know, over 50 years ago. But they still stayed with me. They didn't disappear. Although I don't talk to them on a daily basis, I still get tingling sensations when I remember them. And it was all because of my meeting with D.L. Kline and Jasper that brought back all of these wonderful, wonderful memories about how incredible spirit beings can help you to go forward in life and actually help you by giving you the spiritual principles. Now, you may not realize it, what is really going on, but believe me, I do know that Redbox has always been my major protector, always. And the fun in my life has always stemmed from little Yellow Bell and Silver Bell, Yellow Bell, and the spiritual practices that I've learned, especially with Law of Attraction, has been coming to me from Maria Teresa. So it's not a fallacy. It's real. It's just like Abraham Hicks, Abraham, which is a whole bunch of spirit guides together or spiritual beings. So we're not alone in this life. We've got all of these helpers around us, and we actually discussed everything that was going to happen, all of the life's major events. And it's really amazing. So last night, anticipating our interview today, I started thinking about my life. And I'm going, wow, I've lived about, I don't know, about five or six lifetimes in just this one life. It's really amazing because I've lived in Florida, in Boston, in Hawaii, in California, and married, and I have grandkids, but yet never had any kids. It's really incredible the things that I've gone through. And I just don't think I could have gone through it without my spirit guides. And this is what is so important about today's message. I think Dave is going to share what his life was like before, as well as after. These beings, these spiritual beings, these spirit guides really come in here to help us decipher the way. But not only that, to help us to help other people as well. It's really unique. And looking back over my long life so far, I got to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. I'm pretty happy about what has occurred, the good, the bad, and even the ugly. It all had a specific reason. So I'm so happy that you're here, that we can talk about this with Dave and, of course, Jasper. I know you're going to love today's show, so stay with me. Let's just listen to these fast commercial breaks, and we'll be right back with my friend, D.L. Klein, better known as Dave Klein, and his spirit guide, Jasper. We'll be right back.
It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's The Science Behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to loaradionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome back, D.L. Klein, Dave Klein, and Jasper. I'm so happy that you're here, that I get to talk to you. Really, this has been a huge blessing for me to get to know you and to get to know Jasper through this book. Uh-huh. It's really fascinating. Now, this is your eighth book. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes.
So, and it's really started from the year 2013,
when I first met him. And then about 6 months after we were interacting, he said it was time to write a book. I had never written a book, but he said that he would help me, and he did. And here we are eight books later.
And they're very, very good books. I mean, I love this because it really brought back a lot of things to me that happened in my life. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I completely forgot that I had spirit guides mm-hmm. when I was in junior high. And so it's like, okay, now I feel like there was a whole reason for this. They haven't left me.
No.
They never leave you. Yeah, but I just forgot to acknowledge them.
Right.
And they're a valuable part of life.
Oh, absolutely.
I really didn't grasp all this till I talked to you. Now, mm-hmm. How did your life change? I know you wrote an article about that that's in the magazine, Life Before Jasper, but how did it help your life to change, become more whole?
Well, that's the key word. I became whole. I mean, he was always there. They're always with you from birth because you plan to have them with you when you incarnate for a life here. So they're always there, whether you acknowledge that they're there or know that they're there. You know, they're always there trying to push you in the direction they want you to go. And a lot of times you ignore them completely, of course, because we're human and that's what we do. But once I finally met him and became so engaged with him, it's just a feeling of never being alone. You know, you're never alone again. I grew up out in the country and I was kind of, you know, a feral child. And so to have somebody that I know is always going to be there, and especially him with his personality of, you know, always being the showman and always having a joke and always being funny. Well, except when he calls me an idiot, but usually he's funny. So, you know, just the fact that he's always there and I can always talk to him and I know he's going to answer. And sometimes I listen to the things he says and the way he wants me to go. And now, you know, as time goes on, it's more and more. And, you know, he's basically a teacher. You know, he's there to teach me the things that I wanted to learn in this life if I would just grow up and listen. As I said in that article I wrote, we have this discussion on a frequent basis when he says, why don't you just grow up and do what you're supposed to do? And of course, I always have an argument that I shouldn't have to do that. But of course, I do have to do that. We all do.
Well, he is there really to help direct you in the way that you want to accomplish your life in this time.
Right. That's right. He holds my life plan. You know, we all write a life plan before we come, and our guides hold that plan, and they try to get us to follow that plan, you know, what we planned. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. It's no great tragedy if we don't, because we get another shot in the next life. But you know, I'm sure when you get back to the other side, if you haven't followed or done what you thought you were going to do, there's got to be some disappointment, you know, that you didn't follow through and do everything you planned for yourself. So that's the biggest help of guides. They can tell you what's in your plan. Well, no, they can't tell you what's in your plan. That would be against the rules. But they can help guide you to where you want to go.
And so to get there, you really brought that out in this book, meditation. It's like you're quieting your mind so that they can come in and and actually help guide you.
Exactly. It would,
that's the key to the meditation.
Exactly. Exactly. And the meditation, I fought against it for a long, long time because I thought it was dumb. I didn't know why I had to do it. I was already connected to him. And, you know, the whole premise of quieting your mind and, you know, it's like, it just didn't go down well with me. But after we had one of our sessions where he said, why don't you just grow up and do what you're supposed to do? And I actually started meditating. It's made a big difference because, you know, after you get yourself into a meditative state, then you can get yourself to a state where they're there and talking to you. I call it the morning board meeting because, you know, we sit at a table and in my head, we sit at a table and talk, and it really helps the connection. It really helps the connection.
Wow. So now you didn't know about Jasper until you went to get hypnotized.
I went to do past life regressions.
Oh, past life regressions. Well, that's the same thing, actually.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where he first popped out.
Right.
And you had you were like, I'm not sure if this is right or wrong.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is the person that I went to who is still a friend of mine that I work with, has a process for, and you probably have one too, for past life regressions, but you see a hotel hallway with doors on either side and you pick a door. And so I picked the door and then I stood outside the door and I was just afraid to go in. It was like a block. So finally she used some reverse psychology and said, well, if you're not going in, I'm going in. And then I said, oh no, you're not. It's my door. I'm going in. So that, you know, that removed a large blockage of what was keeping Jasper and I apart. Just the allowing and the believing and the trusting.
Yeah. Now, he's helped you to write all these books, but the bottom line is, how is your life different now? I mean, you feel more fulfilled. You feel like you've got more of the answers about life. Has it improved your sense of spirituality?
Yes, all those things. And it's funny, you know, when I call him my teacher, he's always teaching something. And just when I think I may have learned some answers, he says, no, you haven't. Here's what you need to learn. So, you know, there's always more to learn. There's always more to learn. And you know, as we go through this phase of energy shifting and big changes on the horizon. And it's more important than ever that you don't think, oh, well, I have all the answers. You know, why would I keep connected to my spirit guide so closely? You don't have all the answers. You know, there's so much change coming. And Jasper likes to say, in fact, we were just talking about this the other day. He likes to call it the age of Aquarius is finally coming. The one we talked about for the last 50 years.
Yeah, right.
And it also gives him a chance to dress up like a hippie and put flowers in his hair, which he loves to do that. So, you know, as we move into this new age of Aquarius, you need to be more spiritually connected than you ever have been in the past.
Okay, I need to ask you why. What should we be anticipating about the age of Aquarius?
Well, that's the thing. They won't tell us. But we just have to be spiritually ready. But, you know, the thing, as you can see with world events, especially in our country, you know, things that were below the surface for so many years are now bubbling to the surface.
That's
because
true.
They have to be dealt with. These things have to be dealt with. We cannot move up any higher in our vibrational level until we can leave those things behind. You know, in order to play this new game that they're devising or have devised, we have to leave the old game behind. And it's not that there won't still be people playing that old game. There will be. But those of us that are more spiritually connected want to move on to this new game and see what else we can learn and what else we can do and what kind of things we can develop spiritually while we're here.
Okay, well, then let's get down to some really nitty-gritty things here. All right, this incredible, mind-blowing election. How are we supposed to be thinking about it? I mean, there's a lot of people that are extremely depressed about it. A lot are angry. A lot are non-trusting. It's like a fallacy. Are we ever going to be able to vote without questioning again? Is this the end of America? What does Jasper say about this?
First of all, he says, relax. Just relax.
Oh, okay. That
it's
sounds
all,
good.
It's all going to turn out the way it should, and it's all good. It's all good.
It is all good?
It is all good. It's all, you know, as humans, one of the things we come here to experience is change. But then when we get here, we don't want to change.
That's
unless
right.
And especially if we don't know the outcome of what our changes will, you know, bring. So that's the biggest problem right now is the fear of change. You know, things are going to work out the way they're supposed to. It's all pre-planned. It's all practically done. We just have to not be afraid to change and go with the changes.
Okay.
And then the article that I wrote for the next issue of the magazine is called Breaking the Fourth Wall, which means, I won't go over the whole thing because it's, you know, it's a long thing. But if you can, if you're old enough to remember, which you probably are not, shows like the George Burns and Gracie Allen show.
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
George would be acting in the scene, and then he would stop and turn and look at the camera and make a joke and then go back to the scene. Well, that's what Jasper's saying to do. Do that. Break. Stop looking at that reality and look at this new reality. You know, don't be so invested in what's going on that you can't look over there and see, oh, gee, that might be better. That might be nicer. That might be where I want to go. George Burns might be over there telling jokes. You know, it's not focusing on the reality of what we think we see, but focus on the reality of what we want to see.
So it is going to all work out to everyone's benefit.
Exactly.
It is, really?
It is, really. I know it's hard to believe.
You it
know,
is.
I watch the news too, even though I try not to. And it is. It's going to work out fine. And, you know, the change has just begun. There's going to be a lot more stuff that we're not going to like. But as I told you last time, they want to just rip the Band-Aid off and just get on with it. You know, we're all bored with this. You know, these things should have been settled 100 years ago, and they weren't. So, like, everybody that's playing this game is just bored to death with this stuff. So we just threw it and get.
Okay, so we're talking about the corruption, right? Is that it's got to be exposed?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? So that we can finally be aware of it and move on from it, make sure it doesn't happen again. If the corruption is not ever exposed, we'll just keep on going the same way.
Exactly.
And be fooled.
And be fooled. Yep.
So in that respect, okay, that makes a lot of sense. But will there be, I mean, all of these riots and everything? There's a purpose for that, and people getting hurt and people losing their homes. And this is what they chose to go through.
That's exactly right. And that, you know, that bothers me too. When people are dying, you know, that bothers me. But then I have to stop and think, this is the life they chose. This is what they chose to do. This, they chose that to show us what they're going through, not to be, you know, not to be dragged into their actual lives, but to look at that and say, look, this is when these things happen, here's what happens. And it's not a good thing. So we need to move away from that in another direction.
And one thing with Jasper, I'm sure he's helping you to see it through his eyes, which happened to be a little bit more comical.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which makes it easier.
It does make it easier. It does make it easier if you can laugh.
Yeah, and that's why reading your book, you can see the things that Jasper says. Now, anybody can discover their own spirit guide, right? Just right. Like you did.
Yep.
And you recommend the meditation. So is there a process? I mean, is there fear? Is there, how do we get through it?
Through to them?
Yeah. How do we merge? How do we
get connected?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a big question. And I'm always asking for, okay, give me a procedure here that people could follow, that I could tell people, you know, this is the way you can do it. This is the way I did it. So, you know, for me, it happened through past life regressions. Well, that's not available to everybody.
Right.
So if you can go the meditation route, in a book I wrote a while ago, I recommended you go to, picture yourself going to a bench on a beach and there's nobody there, just you, and just let the feelings come in and then see if somebody comes and sits beside you on that bench. And that actually, a friend of mine did that and it worked for her. It worked great for her. And then look at that person and see, you know, what they look like, you know, how you feel about them. And it's almost always your spirit guide. If you know, you can ask for your spirit guide to come and sit with you on that bench and they will. Now, opening communications, once they're there, you just have to trust that that's them. You have to believe that that's them and trust that it's them and go with whatever comes. You know, this is why meditation is so important, even though I poo-pooed it for so many years. It's very, very important because Jasper has said time and again, meditation is the way that we could contact you, because otherwise you're looking at that, your reality, and you won't stop looking at your reality because you're in love with your reality.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stop. You just have to stop and let us contact you.
So can you ask Jasper? All right, prove it to me, Jasper. Prove it to me. Prove it. I mean, you just said this. Now prove it to me. Will they actually do things like that?
Prove it to you how?
Well, like, so you say, well, I was reading in the book. I can't even, I didn't write it down, but I've got all these pages. I've got them all marked up. So how are you to believe that they're right? I mean, are you asking for proof? Say, prove to me that everything's going to be okay. Give me a sign. Will they give you a sign? Or is that just being ridiculously human?
It is very human. And it goes back to allowing and believing and trusting that they're there. The only thing I can say in a way of proof, you know, they're not going to send a cardinal to sit on your shoulder. That your dead people might do that, but they're not going to do that. But they will definitely never tell you anything that's wrong. They can't. They can't lie. And even if you don't like what they hear, it's the truth. And it'll resonate with you. You'll know it's the truth. You know, You feel it, and they will never lie to you. It's hard to express how you can make them prove it to you, because that's not why they're there. You know, they're unconditional beings, and basically what that means is they don't really care if you believe or not. They always believe in you, you know, but they don't care if you don't believe in them. So, you know, go to the unconditional and just trust and know that they're not going to lie to you.
And I know we talked about this last time, but Jasper has not been a human.
No, they're never human.
They're never human.
They're never human.
Interesting.
You're like a conglomerate. You know, when people have more than one spirit guide, they need to see that. Initially, I saw 6 spirit guides for me.
Wow.
But eventually they all winnowed down into Jasper. Yeah. So, because he was really, you know, with his personality, he was all I needed. So you just have to, I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, with him being human, because we could only interact with another human. It makes it more real for us. So in that, we have to believe in like as if he was a human.
Right. Well, you think of it this way. They're the part that stays behind when you incarnate. You're like a team, you know, with whatever spirit guides you need to see. I only need to see him. He and I are a team. I'm the part of the team that incarnates here and lives this life and tries to learn things for the expansion of the universe, if you want to go that far. But he's the one that always stays behind. He's never been human. So he, and that way I feel like I have a right to complain a little. You know, he's never been human. He's never tried to do this and learn all these things. And so when he gets on me a little too much, I just say, hey, next time you incarnate, and I'll stay on the other side. And he doesn't like that idea.
He doesn't, huh?
No, no. He knows he has it on. He's in the right place.
So I wonder how Jasper would react if he were human.
We'll never know because he'll never do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But he imparts all of this knowledge that you did not know before you had really met him.
Right.
I mean, he's delivering you all of the spiritual information, simple spirituality. He's delivering, and you were not aware of this prior.
No, I was not. You know, I was raised in a mainline Protestant religion, and that was what I knew. That was everything I knew. And of course, Jasper doesn't fit into that kind of a scheme. So, you know, you kind of have to step away from that dogma, let's say, to even let this kind of an idea in.
Boy, that must have been hard then the very first time. But you were into some metaphysics back then.
Right.
You were, and that was fortunate, but where did you get the metaphysics?
Well, I had already started to leave. The church just wasn't working for me. You know, it's because it was, you know, they said that God loved us unconditionally, but on the other hand, he'd send you to hell if he didn't like you.
Well, yeah, that's
right. Not unconditional. So I was already easing my way out of the church, and I found way back again in the 90s, Sylvia Brown.
Oh, yeah.
On the Montel Williams show.
Right.
And I just have, well, nothing just happens, but I was off of work that day and just happened to catch her when she was on there as a guest. And one of the, you know, she was always connecting people with their dead people, bringing messages. And one person stood up and asked and said, you know, I've always had this emptiness inside of me and I don't know what it is. And she said, well, that's you're homesick. You're homesick for the other side and for your guide. And right away, I know it was him ringing the bells. The bells went off. You know, that's what that empty space always was. He was missing from me. And it took me a few more years to actually find him. But at least I was on the road to knowing there was something that could fill that hole.
Wow. And so now when Jasper talks to you, you can recognize that it's his information that he's sending to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know that is totally different from you.
It's totally different. Totally different. It's not actually a voice because he doesn't really have a voice. Right.
I can't believe that. You
know, it's like telepathy if you want to go that way. Yeah.
So, but you know the difference between your thoughts and his.
Oh, yes. It's very clear that because really? My thoughts are, you know, his thoughts are, why don't you grow up and do what you're supposed to do? And my thoughts are, no, I don't want to. So, you know, you get, even though he's in there all the time and I'm used to him being there, there's still a difference in, you know, the way we think. And I wish there wasn't, but there is.
So has he helped you out of dilemmas?
Out of dilemmas?
Out of How, I mean, I know he's giving you all of the spiritual information in your fabulous books, but is he helping you to enjoy your life? I would have to say yes, because he is a character.
Yeah, he is.
And you're able to even laugh.
Yeah. And if he, you know, I've made some, as we all have, made some really stupid decisions over the years.
Yeah.
And they recently, if I make a really stupid decision, I know it's because I didn't ask him, because it goes back to, again, being unconditional. You know, they're like that friend you had in high school that, you know, you just had a terrible idea and they would say, oh, that's a really terrible idea. What time should I be there? That's your guide. You know, that's your guide. If you decide to make a really stupid decision, they're there for you because they're unconditional. So you try to listen more and try to let them direct you more. And yeah, it makes a big difference.
You know, from all of the metaphysical, spiritual people that I know through the law of attraction business that I'm in, the industry, there is something that if people would just let go, they always say, you know, let me go and really meditate on it before I give you an answer. And I mean, that's time and time again. And I think that's kind of what you're saying too, mm-hmm. is that you don't do it right off the bat. You turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everyone's spiritual guide will come in and give them what perhaps they need to hear to direct them in the right direction.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay. Okay. So that just gave everyone instructions. Don't do something just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit back and let your spirit guide, because everybody has a spirit guide, or right. like more than one, like you had six.
Right.
I have a few. Because they're not, I don't use them all the time. And because of you, I get to now. Because it's like you have reminded me that there is help.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's what people right now, what is going on in this world right now, everything with COVID and finances and the election and fear, is that we don't need to make hasty decisions.
Right.
And if we sit there and we go and just talk, let our guides come in, penetrate through our stubbornness. And
right. we've got it. Jasper likes to call it my puny human mind. No,
mine too.
Yeah. And that's the key. Have to know or what they look like or any of that. Just sit and listen for them, you know, and they'll talk to you. If you wait, you know, people call them guardian angels or any number of things, but what they all are is your guide. And if you just sit and listen, they'll tell, you know, people always say, oh, let me sleep on that. Well, that's an excellent idea. Sleep on that and let them put some ideas into your head, into your puny human mind, that maybe will help you out instead of just making snap decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important. Wow. So your life today is totally different than it was before.
Totally different. Totally different.
And you're enjoying life much, much more.
Much, much more. You know, the people I used to work with used to call me Eeyore, because I was just sad and everything was wrong and why can't things change? And, you know, that kind of guy, which I'm not, some days I slip back. We all do, but for the most part, not anymore, because I have him to, you know, to tell me to grow up and do what I'm supposed to do in a fun way.
Wow.
Usually.
Have you ever asked for confirmations? Like, I know my mother, when she could always feel the guide would go tickling the palm of her hand. Have you ever had something like that?
No, I've had him in the early days, he used to wake me up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and want to talk. And I broke him of that habit after a while because, like, I got to sleep, you know. One of us has to work and it's me. So I broke him of that habit, but I've never had him
do a physical.
Nothing physical. You know, that usually falls under the realm of your dead people, you know.
Okay. Well, I know with mine, looking back, it's like they would tap on the back of my head. That's when I knew that they were there. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get my attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could happen.
So I could feel it. And my mom used to have it like at the palm of her hand. So anything that's consistent, maybe that could be somebody trying to get your attention too. It could be anything, just a recurring vision that you're seeing as well. They can come to you and to do many things to get your attention, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of things.
Here we think that we're all alone.
Yeah.
And we're not.
And we're never alone.
But the truth is, they're not dead people.
No, they're not your dead people. A lot of people get confused about that.
Okay, now let's talk about that because that's something we need to. How do we decipher the difference?
Your dead people always want to talk about the past, and your guides always want to talk about the future. You know, dead people always want to say, you know, I'm not mad anymore, or, you know, Aunt Mary and I are okay, or, you know, whatever happened in your life. But your guides are never going to do that. They want to talk about the future. They want to talk about where you're going and how you can get there, that kind of thing.
Of course. Why didn't we think of that? Of course. That's so well put. That's the difference.
Right.
Now, so we... It's okay that we can communicate with the people that have passed.
Oh, but, absolutely.
But it still has to do with the past, not the future. And that's where the guides come in.
Right.
That's what we need. And I bet you 10 to 1, there are guides all over the place right now because of what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got to be coming out and popping up and trying to guide people like crazy.
Yeah, they are. He used to tell me that, you know, he would stand outside my head and scream at me, you know, before I was really listening to him. And I think they all do that. They're desperately trying to get in touch with you to help you. And of course, we just ignore them because we're human and we have tiny human minds. And he says, sometimes I still do that. I try not to. I don't want to cut him off, but it's very easy to do. You know, even if you're in as much connected to him as I am, or anybody is with their guides, it's still easy to shut them off if they're saying things you don't want to hear, you know. Yeah. But that's when you need to grow up and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Oh boy, it gets tough. It's tough being a human.
It's tough. So we all need to pat ourselves on the back for having the courage to come here and do this. You know, we all choose to come here and do this. We don't have to do this. So, you know, always carry that in the back of your mind. You know, I was brave enough to come here and live. I knew what was going to happen while I was here, and I still came anyway. You know, you pat yourself on the back for being brave enough to come here and do this.
But the secret is to get your guidance from your spirit guides so that it's not as tough. I mean, right. You're still going to go through tough times.
Oh,
you're
absolutely.
Still going to experience loss. You're going to, because that's how you're going to grow.
Right.
But perhaps it could be a little bit easier if you get the guidance you need to help navigate life.
Right. That's exactly right.
Wow. Wow. I love this. And your books are so easy to read. you know, it just like you're just going down and you're going, oh yeah, oh yeah, this makes it wonderful. You know, I've got to show this book again, and it's wonderful. Again, the design. But now tell everybody where they can get your books.
Well, they're available, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at Balboa Press and Hay House, all those websites, they're all available on there. Amazon has all 8 books, you know, listed together, so they're easy to find.
Okay. And so all we have to put in there really at the title at Amazon is D.L. Klein.
Right.
And they should K-L-I-N-E, and then they'll all pop up. Yeah. And each one represents a learning phase for you. Would you say that?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's what I knew at the time when I wrote the book. And you don't have to read them in order. You can pick anyone that you might be interested in and start there. You know, I'm always learning things, so things are always changing a little, but the basic ideas are all there in each book.
So again, I have a feeling is that everyone's own spirit guide will direct them on the right book for them to read at the right time, right?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it's all about. That's how we're going to gain this knowledge. Really, Simple Spirituality, this is a great book.
Thank you.
This is really good. It's so easy. It's so marked up now. I just I got to undo the things, but truly, I loved it. I love it. I love Jasper. I love you, Dave. I mean, this is the stuff that we need in our lives at this precise moment in time, because we have to have guidance come through to help get us to the other side. Mm-hmm. It's messy out there.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Messy.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good. Hopefully it's getting better, but you know, I still think that there's got to be an easier way, and understanding the spiritual principles, the spiritual guides, that we're not alone, that we're going to get here, get mm-hmm. through it. And like you said, everything is going to be okay.
Yeah. Everything's going to be okay.
And a positive note on that, is it going to be better than it is right now?
Oh, it's going to be so better. You know, when we finally get to that age of Aquarius, we may all wear flowers in our hair. You know,
oh,
it's just
it's and run be, around naked.
Oh, I don't want that. But it's going to be so much better spiritually for all of us to be in that place. And we all want to get there. We're not sure where it is yet, but we all want to get there. And our guides can help get us there.
And when is the age of Aquarius coming? Is it like right now?
What's evolving now? It's starting now. That's why all these horrible things are happening, so that we can leave all that behind and move forward.
Okay, good. This has been an eye-opener. And it's a good reminder that we don't have to live life so difficult. There's tools for us that was given to us divinely. And we can make life difficult or easy.
Right,
but
right.
I'd rather make it easier with a spirit guide.
Yeah.
Because you know what I felt when I was in junior high and being introduced to mine? I felt so loved.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more real to me than the picture of this being up there that can't really understand and doesn't talk to you. But a spirit, a being, oh my goodness. Yeah, it makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And your books are wonderful. And again, go to Amazon. You've got to get his books. I just love it. I love him. I love Jasper. And oh my goodness, I'm so glad we met.
Me too.
So we're going to continue on here because I got to bring you back on. And what's the what next book are you going to be writing with Jasper?
Well, the next book is a little bit different. I decided to do a novel next time. Even though people may claim that these books are novels, they're not. You know, they're the reality. But I think we talked a little bit about it last time. It's all going to be about Atlantis.
Oh, yes.
And so to present the realities of Atlantis in such a way that it reads like a novel, I think is a way to get that across.
Wow. How exciting. When do you think that's going to come out?
Well, maybe this year. It's coming along. You know, he helps me write. He helps me a lot in writing. And when I have sessions with Barb, who is my friend that did the past life regressions, we still have access to people on the other side that are filling us in on the details. And we both had lives on Atlantis. So, you know, some of it's coming back, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
Wow. Ooh. Oh gosh. I can't. Keep me posted on that. That's going to be good. That's going to be good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave and Jasper. I love it when you come on. You have to come back on again. And I want to remind everybody, he's got a new article in the Law of Attraction magazine coming out March 1st. And I know it's going to be one that you're not going to want to miss. So go to Amazon and get this book, because I can promise you, you're going to love it as much as I do.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.